From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The cheerleading coach at the University of Georgia was fired recently after being accused of religious discrimination. A Jewish cheerleader at the school says the coach pressured members of the squad to participate in Christian activities. The coach denies the charge and is suing the university. Joshua Leves has the story.
Jacqueline Steele is a 5-foot-tall, blonde 22-year-old who loves to cheer. In high school, she decided to attend the University of Georgia in Athens, where the cheerleading coach was Mary Lou Braswell.
She was told by her coach in an all-star squad that there have been problems with Mary Lou, with Jewish cheerleaders, and that she may run into some problems.
She did, says her stepfather, David Bernaff. Coach Braswell held prayers before games, sometimes led by students, and sometimes specifically Christian. Braswell's husband, a pastor, held Bible studies at their home, which some cheerleaders would attend. And Bernaff says in numerous ways, Braswell pressured students to take part in her religious activities.
It was like they had to do it her way, or they knew that if they went against how she thought, that they were not going to be put on the right team.
Steele made the most prestigious team, the football squad, her first year. After auditions the next year, with Braswell as one of the judges, Steele dropped a peg to the basketball squad. At the end of that year, she and her stepfather complained to the athletic department about religious pressure, and the department had the coach sit out Steele's next audition. Since Braswell generally scores higher than the other judges, Steele placed even lower, ending up on the women's basketball squad. Then, last summer, she and her stepfather met with the Anti-Defamation League. Southeast Regional Director Deborah Lauder says Coach Braswell crossed the line separating church and state at a public university.
She has every right to have her Bible study groups in her home, but she cannot invite cheerleading members to pray with her. Students have an absolute right to initiate and lead prayer. The line is drawn when it's the coach getting involved in the actual religious activity.
The ADL helped file a complaint to the university alleging religious discrimination. The school investigated and found Braswell did infringe on Steele's rights. In an internal memo, the school attorney said cheerleaders felt they should attend Bible study and act religious to gain Braswell's favor. The school put her on probation, cautioning her against religious overtones, specifically citing Bible studies, prayers on an email listserv, and using names of religious figures. The school also put Steele on the football squad her fourth year. Last month, Braswell read the squad a statement about the decision. The school fired her, saying the statement was retaliation. Braswell says it was the opposite.
I wanted an explanation to the squad of who she was, why she was there, and plus I wanted it to be easing Jackie into the situation so she wasn't uncomfortable.
Braswell says she asked the school for a statement to read the squad and offered to have hers pre-approved, but got no response. In a memo to Braswell, the school's athletic director denied that and accused her of refusing to accept responsibility for her conduct. Speaking to NPR from her home in Bogart, Georgia, Braswell denied ever pushing religion. She said she never invited cheerleaders to Bible study.
If they say to me, Coach, I'd like to come to Matt's Bible study, when is it? Of course I tell them when it is. At practices, I have never stood up and said, Bible study is tonight, that kind of thing.
Braswell said she treats all the cheerleaders the same and said there's no correlation between who attends Bible study and which squad they're on. She said Steele actually placed the same in auditions her first 2 years, but the first year the football squad took more cheerleaders. She said Steele is just upset over not making the top group.
And instead of realizing or facing the facts that she just wasn't good enough, that she looked for an excuse and used my religion, which is a Christian religion, as her excuse.
Braswell also said she and her attorney believe school officials went too far, discouraging her from having Bible studies at her home or participating in religious activities on campus.
Which is discrimination against me, in our opinion.
Braswell filed a lawsuit against the university, saying the school violated her rights, including freedom of religion and equal protection. The suit seeks immediate reinstatement and unspecified damages. The university does not discuss personnel matters with media, but it released documents in which officials had warned Coach Braswell only against religious activities within the cheerleading program. Jacqueline Steele, meanwhile, released a statement saying she wanted to help restore integrity to the program and looks forward to continuing to cheer. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.